This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to share with you a very enlightening experience for me and the other leaders in our church. We met to study everything the Bible teaches about how we as Christians are to use our material possessions, but none of us realized what we were tackling. The study actually took us 6 months, meeting once a week for 3 or 4 hours every Thursday evening. Well, to our surprise, we discovered that God says more about our material possessions and how we're supposed to use them than any other subject, other than, of course, God Himself. And we also made another discovery in our research. Statistics demonstrate that most Christians in America do not include giving to God's work in their budgets. They include everything else, houses, their cars, clothing, food, and entertainment, but not God. Well, one of our elders at that time was a CEO of a large savings and loan institution. And one week during our study, he commented that he had processed loans for hundreds of Christians. And as he did with all applicants, he always asked for their budgets. And then he said, "Over the years, I can count on one hand the number of Christians who have God in their budgets." You see, the fact is that if Christians planned their expenditures so that they never left God out of the picture, in the good times and in the rough times, God's work would never suffer. As it is, God often gets what is left over, if anything. Well, what about you? Does God have first place in your budget?
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.